We're looking forward to this new phase of ministry that the Lord has given us. As I mentioned in the video there, starting to work to help further strengthen and establish helping the churches that are already in existence. But I definitely would appreciate your prayers for us. There's a lot of changes in front of us right now as we look at ministry changes, as we look at family changes, leaving two of our girls here in the United States. I wanted to give you a little bit of an update on what our plans are specifically as we head back to New Guinea. We're planning on, Lord willing, heading back in February. And when we do so, I mentioned in the video that we're going to be starting the Bible Institute, as long as everything goes according to the plans right now, near the town of Kainantu. Kainantu is quite centrally located. It's basically the first town that you get to when you leave the when you get to the highway from our village. But the advantage of Kainantu is that it is a place where the major bus route that goes through the country that goes right through the town of Kainantu. So we're going to be actually not immediately going to Kainantu because we don't have anything purchased or set up yet. We're actually going to be going inland further, about 7 hours drive, and working temporarily with a missionary who's already there, has a Bible Institute in the town or city of Mount Hagen. So we're going to be working with him for a while. I will be teaching classes in his Bible Institute as we work on getting things all set up in the Kainantu area. So we need to be purchasing land. Also need to be having some times of just getting together with the local pastors in that area to make sure that as we're setting things up, we're doing it in such a way that can be most helpful for the people that we're trying to serve. Rather than making the mistakes ourselves, we'd rather learn from other people's mistakes, get the advice that we can right off at the start. So we want to make sure we just take our time. I would tend to rush in quickly, but we really believe the Lord wants us to just take our time, get things set up properly. And so the land was one of those things, getting input from the pastors, also just meeting with the pastors, having some pastors' conferences during that time to try to encourage them. Another thing during this transition time, which we foresee being about a year to a year and a half, I'll be continuing to work on writing materials for both the Bible Institute and just for general helps in Bible study. Right now in the Pidgin language, there's very limited resources available. My dad, years ago, when he was missionary over there when I was younger, wrote some materials. We're going to try to get them back into print, do some editing on those and get them back into print, but we just need a lot more out there. And so just pray, because it's a huge job writing the curriculum, writing the also just materials that can be used by pastors and other church folks as they want to study further into the Word of God. So just pray for a lot happening, but we definitely know that with the Lord's help, we can definitely be used by Him. It's been exciting, again, seeing how God has worked, how His power has changed lives up to this point, and we're looking forward to seeing how God's going to work in this next phase of ministry that He's given us in helping and strengthening the churches there in New Guinea. Did want to mention before we go into the Word of God here, if you would like to be on our email prayer letter list, if you pick up one of our prayer cards on the back table, on the back of that you'll see our email address. Just send us a quick email, say I'd like to be added to the update list, and we'll make sure that you get on that. We would love to be able to do that. If you can go ahead and turn now to Matthew chapter 25. Matthew 25. I want to share with you a passage that's been a challenge and a blessing to my heart. It's interesting, as you turn, you'll be reminded of one of the phrases out of the song, My Life is Yours to Control, that just the Lord knows. The Lord knows how He puts together the songs with the Word of God that we'll be looking at. I want us to read a very familiar passage as we look at here the parable of the talents. I doubt there's any of you, at least not many of you, that would say this is the first time I've ever studied through this. It's the first time I've seen the parable of the talents. And yet, I want to make sure this evening that our hearts aren't just focused on the fact that I've heard this before, I know this story, this parable, how it goes. I would ask you that each of us would let the Lord work in our hearts and teach us what he wants from his word. I want us to focus this evening, as I'm just letting you know this right even before we get into it, that I want us to look at the passage specifically focusing on what we can see of the character of God through the parable of the talents. What does it say about our Lord? Certainly it says something about how we should act, but it also says something about the God that we serve. And I believe that as our relationship is focused on the God that we serve, then that will affect, as we look at him, that will affect our lives. And it should be because of him that we do what we do in our lives. So let's go ahead and read, starting in verse number 14. Sorry, just a second here. For the kingdom of heaven is as a man traveling into a far country, who called his own servants and delivered unto them his goods. And unto one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability, and straightway took his journey. Then he that had received the 5 talents went and traded with the same and made them other 5 talents. And likewise he that had received 2, he also gained other 2. But he that had received 1 went and digged in the earth and hid his Lord's money. After a long time the Lord of those servants cometh and reckoneth with them. And so he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. He also that had received 2 talents came and said, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 2 talents. Behold, I have gained 2 other talents beside them. His Lord said unto him, Well done, good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown, and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid, and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast, that is thine. His Lord answered and said unto him, Thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not, and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then, at my coming, I should have received mine own with usury. Take therefore the talent from him, and give it unto him which hath 10 talents. For unto him every one that hath shall be given, and he shall have abundance, but from him that hath not shall be taken away even that which he hath. As we look through this passage and evaluate, what is the Lord telling us? But then what is he saying about himself? What kind of a God are we serving? What kind of character do we see as we look into this story that the Lord's giving us? Obviously, we see this passage is representing God being the master and we as Christians being the servants. If you look at verse 15, I'd like us to read that one time again. And unto the one he gave 5 talents, to another 2, and to another 1, to every man according to his several ability. And straightway took he his journey. I want us to first of all notice here that our God is a God who gives blessings and responsibilities. Our God is a giving God. It's an exciting thing to see that God did not, in this story here, he did not leave some people and said, I'm not going to give you anything. He gave something to each of them. Our God is a giving God. I'm encouraged to know that every single one of us, if we're believers, God has given something, put something into our hands and said, this is something that I want you to use for me. You know, sometimes it's easy to focus on full-time ministry type things. In other words, you know, missionary, pastor, some other full-time ministry, and forget about the fact that God's desire is that we would be serving him with whatever he puts in our hands. The master in the story here is giving different amounts, but he's giving something to every single believer. You know, God puts many types of things into our hands. He puts finances in our hands, as here we see the literal story here being that of finances. Of course, that's one of the things that God puts in our hands and says, I'm giving it to you, but along with the blessing comes the responsibility. I believe that is something that you see through this story. There was no confusion among the servants what they were supposed to do with this. They knew that when they were presented with this money, when he said to look after it, was not just to literally look at it. They knew the expectations. They had been given that with the idea, now there is a responsibility attached with that. When God gives us finances, it comes along with the responsibility. Use it to honor Him. We're given physical abilities. Different of us have different types of physical abilities, but God gives those so that we can use those for Him. God gives us time. Each day we wake up, we have time. Now, we choose to use the time in different ways. Sometimes we can choose more or less. We can choose how we use them. Sometimes it's kind of decided for us, but we still are given time as a gift from the Lord. There are so many things, even the words that we speak, the ability to communicate with other people, that is a gift that God gives us that can be used for His glory. It comes along with a responsibility. 1 Corinthians 12 and verse 11 says, "But all these worketh that one and the selfsame Spirit, dividing to every man severally as He will." I know that's specifically talking about spiritual gifts, but every single gift that we have is given by the Lord. And the Lord is the one who decides what we are going to receive. It's interesting to remember as we look through this story, another thing that tells us about God in relation to Him being a giving God is that these gifts truly are from Him. And because they are from Him, we need to remember they are not our own. It's easy in some areas to think, well, I worked hard to be able to get that talent, that ability, you know, whether maybe it's a musical instrument, maybe it's a physical skill of some sort. Well, I did a lot of work in that. Somehow it's easy if we don't consciously focus on this to think that that is an ability that I got, instead of realizing that that is something the Lord allowed me to get. That is something He allowed me the ability to be able to do that. The finances that we have, we may have gone out and worked, but God gave us the ability to work. Every single thing we have is a gift from Him. Again, with the responsibility attached to it to use it for His glory, for His benefit. I want us to also see that our God knows what we are capable of doing. We serve a knowing God, an all-knowing God. Look at verse 15 there in the second half when it says, "To every man according to his several ability." The master in the story gave different amounts, but he gave specifically based on their abilities. I think that the application to us as Christians, that is really encouraging, because that means when God puts an ability that's also attached with a responsibility, when He puts that in my life, He gives that to me, He gives me the responsibility attached to that. He gives it according to what He knows, His all-knowing character, who He is. That means that when God gives me a responsibility, I know that I can't come to a time in my life where I can look at it and say, "God, You gave me more than I could handle. You gave me this responsibility and I can't do that." Everything that God gives me and God gives you, He gives knowing our abilities. I know we're talking sometimes about the physical abilities, but He gives the abilities along with that ability to use it for Him. Our God is an all-knowing God. And He is a God who enables us to do what He asks us to do. Again, as we look at this parable here, we're seeing the fact that as they went out and tried to use it, that is what, and we'll talk about this a little bit later, but the as they put effort into it, they were able to do what the master gave them to do if they would simply go out and do it. The one who is scolded for his failure, again, we'll touch this in a minute, was not because he tried and failed. It was simply that he didn't even try. It's encouraging to know in 1 Thessalonians 5:24, "Faithful is He that calleth you, who will also do it." Looking in the context of that, is talking about living a blameless life until the coming of Christ. And that's what he was talking about right before that verse. And then he says, "Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." Sometimes when we look at the responsibility that God's given us to live a blameless life before Him, we can look at it and say, "Well, I'm human. I've got the sinful desires of the flesh. There's no way that I can truly live blameless before the Lord." And yet He says, "This is what the responsibility you have. Faithful is He that calleth you, who also will do it." God will enable us. Even the familiar verse, I can do all things through Christ, which strengtheneth me. Paul talking about the difficult situations that he was going through in his life and the fact that God would enable him to go through those with contentment. He says, I can go through those things. I can do those things through Christ because he is the one who is strengthening me. Our God is a God who knows what we are capable of with his help. It is God who enables us. I want us to also notice that our God is a rewarding God. Look down in verse 20 again. So he that had received 5 talents came and brought other 5 talents, saying, Lord, thou deliveredst unto me 5 talents. Behold, I have gained beside them 5 talents more. His Lord said unto him, Well done, thou good and faithful servant. Thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. Enter thou into the joy of thy Lord. You'll notice a word that is repeated in that verse, and that is the word faithful. Good and faithful servant, thou hast been faithful over a few things. I will make thee ruler over many things. When you look and compare the first servant who was given 5 and he was faithful, he gained another 5, and you compare that and the master's commendation with the servant who had 2 and then gained another 2, you notice that those are word for word exactly the same commendation. Now, looking at it from a business perspective, you might look at it and say, well, in the first servant, he came back and he was holding 10 talents. And the second servant, he was only holding 4. Certainly, there would be more reward, more commendation going to the servant who had brought back a total now of 10 as opposed to the 4. But again, remember that the master gave out the money in the first place, the responsibility in the first place, knowing what he believed them to be capable of. And as they came back and showed, yes, they had been faithful with what they had been given, the exact same commendation is given, well done, good and faithful servant, because of their faithfulness. And as I look at the ministry that God's given us over in New Guinea, this truth has been such a comfort over and over, knowing that my responsibility is not to see a certain number of people saved, or to start a church in a certain number of years, or to have any other specific, deadline, or where I have to produce a result and say, God, I must be a worthwhile servant because look, here's what I did. But instead, my responsibility is to be faithful. Amen. And his responsibility is the results in that. And that principle is found throughout the Bible, but I love the fact that it's emphasized so much in here. God requires faithfulness. If God has put much in my hands, then I am responsible for the much that he has put in my hands. No matter how much it is, I might think it's not much. God still requires and desires me to use that which he has given for his honor and glory. He desires faithfulness. And I think we can see this principle of how much faithfulness means to the Lord when we look at the negative. Let's look at verse 24 now. Just, I know we read it a minute ago, but let's look at it again. Then he which had received the 1 talent came and said, Lord, I knew thee that thou art an hard man, reaping where thou hast not sown and gathering where thou hast not strawed. And I was afraid and went and hid thy talent in the earth. Lo, there thou hast that is thine. Now, remember what's happening here. He had received the lowest amount. It seems like he looked at that and said, well, obviously, the boss doesn't think I can do very much. He only gave me 1. This other guy, he gave 5. So his conclusion then, instead of looking at it and saying, no, I do have ability up to this amount. I have the ability to be able to use this 1 talent and to use it well. And instead, he looked at that and he said, I was afraid. I was afraid maybe I will mess up. Maybe I will fail in this. So instead of going and using that in a business way to be able to gain a profit for the master, instead he took and hid that. He returned the talent. He didn't steal it. But you see the condemnation that the master gave to him in verse 26. The Lord answered and said unto him, thou wicked and slothful servant, thou knewest that I reap where I sowed not and gather where I have not strawed. Thou oughtest therefore to have put my money to the exchangers, and then at my coming I should have received mine own with usury. So the criticism, the condemnation here against this servant is you had been given something in your hands and you chose out of fear to not use it. You were afraid of failing, and so therefore you hid it and said, I would rather not risk investing this, so instead I will bury it in the ground. So at least I know I'm not going to lose this. But there was no reward from the master saying, well, at least you didn't lose the one talent I gave you. But instead, those are very harsh words that the master gave to that servant. The emphasis here is that our God is a God who is a rewarding God, who rewards faithfulness. I believe the challenge to us as we look at this parable is to ask ourselves, looking at who our God is, what's the response God wants from me? I know that with different ones of us that are here this evening, we have different levels of responsibilities, the different amounts that God has put in our hands. But God has given each one of us something. And I believe it's not just one something, many things that can be used for His glory because He is a God who is a giving God. But again, remember, He is a God who is an all-knowing God. He knows exactly what you are able to do with His help. Remember, again, without His help, we can't accomplish anything. I understand that. But He's looking at it and saying, with my enablement, I know that you can do this. What God desires is faithfulness. Is there something maybe in your life today where you would have to say, you know what, I know that God's put that in my hand. That responsibility, that ability, whatever it is that God has put in your hands and you know it's there, that God is wanting you to use for His glory. Maybe you're using some of your talents, some of your abilities, some of the things God's put in your hand, you have been using, and maybe because of that, you think, well, it's not really that big of a deal that I don't use this one over here. But instead of perhaps becoming comfortable with saying, well, look at how I'm involved in all these other areas, my challenge to you this evening is there one of the talents that God has put in your life that you need to be using for the Master's glory? But instead, you're choosing to bury that in the ground because you're afraid. What if I try and I fail? What if I mess up? What if I'm not able to do any good with this? What if I mess up? I think all of us, deep down inside, we're afraid of the idea of trying something and failing. But you know what? We have a God who is great enough that when He gives us the responsibility, He will give us the ability to do what He asks us to do. Will you choose to be faithful, or will you choose to respond out of fear and instead of using that to hide the talent that God has given you? Let's go ahead and pray. Lord, thank You. Thank You for Your word. Thank You for being the God that You are. The fact, Lord, that You are a God who is a giving God and chooses to give good gifts to us to be used for Your glory. It is amazing, Lord, that You would entrust us with You, with the amazing blessings You have entrusted us with. Lord, the fact that You are a God who knows us better than we know ourselves. Lord, that is such a comfort and encouragement. And Lord, You're a God who also blesses and gives rewards. But Lord, You reward the faithfulness. Would You help us to be willing to look at Your character and to be able to perhaps dig out of the ground that talent that You've given, that we've been hiding, and just be willing to let You use it and stop responding out of fear. I pray this in Jesus' name. Pastor.
You know, as I look out, I just think that as many different people that are here tonight or under the sound of my voice, there are different abilities, different talents that God has given. For some, it's a hammer. For others, it might be a wrench or a paintbrush to paint something glorious for God. For others, it might be the Bible, or you might be able to sing, or you might be able to play an instrument. But I like what he said. God's given all of us something that we can use for His glory. Are you faithful? Are you faithful in using what God has given? Oh, what a great, great challenge tonight. Would you bow your head for just a moment and just ask the Lord to... Nobody wants to say, Lord, am I burying my talent in the ground? But if we are, shouldn't we repent of that? Turn to the Lord and say, Lord, help me to use what you've given to me for your glory and not my own. Can I ask you this question tonight, Christian? You say, Pastor, I've been using my talent or maybe my talents for myself. Tonight I've been reminded that what God given me is for his glory. And by his grace, through his enablement, I'm going to use that talent, whatever it is, that ability, for his glory and not my own. If that's you tonight, would you just raise your hand? We'll pray together in just a moment. Yes, 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 yes. I'm looking around one last time. Pastor, that was me tonight. If I'm honest with myself, honest with the Lord, I've been using what I have for myself and not for the Lord. Is there anyone else as I look around one last time? Yes. Father, I thank you for the reminder tonight. We thank you for requiring faithfulness. There's not, even as Brother Ben said, there's not any other quantity you're looking for except for faithfulness. I pray for those that raised their hands tonight as you've revealed to them, as the Holy Spirit has shown them that they're not using what you've given to them for your glory. And Lord, I pray that maybe some tough decisions will be made tonight. Some changes of focus and direction. And Lord, I pray that you'll use what we've heard this evening to have fruit that remains. Lord, I thank you for your word. We thank you how preaching impacts our lives. We pray it in Jesus' name. Amen.